on the way over here, you know, I listen to the radio a lot and listen to different people, and I try to pick up little nuggets for our life commentary. I heard a very interesting situation. It was reported that two twin boys were put on different diets. One was put on your basic American diet, and another was put on a much more healthy diet, a diet of no chips, no candy, no pop, nutritional, good stuff. And lo and behold, the observation by mom was indeed the child who was put on the healthy diet was calmer, was more settled, was more chatty, more assertive in a nice sort of way. And of course, the conclusion is, well, there you have it. Get your kids off the American diet and they're going to be better behaved. There you go. It's a no-brainer. It's only one problem. It's totally false. It is absolutely meaningless that this one twin on the non-junk diet was nicer. Completely meaningless. The reason it's meaningless is I'm going to give you a little bit of Psych 101, a little Research 101 lesson here. Because you have no way of knowing what caused this kid to change. It may have been the diet. We don't know that. It may have been the fact that both he and his mother were acutely aware that he was getting a different diet than he's gotten in the past. Suggestibility is an enormously powerful factor in changing people's behavior. That's in large part how many debate hypnosis works. The power of hypnosis, some people believe, works not through an altered state of consciousness, but in fact through the high suggestibility of the human being. Let me fling, and we got some folks on the phones, and we will definitely get to you, but let me fling a few psychology terms at you. One is called the Hawthorne effect. I'll give you a little background. Long ago, many decades ago, they wanted to study how different workers would respond to different management approaches. And what they found was it really didn't matter what approach they used as long as the people knew they were being focused on. They knew that they were the target, so to speak, of an intervention. Once they knew that, once they were at the very center of this attention, their behavior changed for the better. They were more likely to work in teams. They were more productive. They were more content. And it really didn't matter what the intervention was, just the mere fact that they were being selected out as a group. A very powerful effect that all researchers have to compensate for. So when you get somebody on the news that says, look at this, we had two kids identical genetically. We gave one a junk food diet and we gave one a healthy diet. And lo and behold, the healthy kid just got more wonderful. So what? That means nothing from a research perspective. All it simply means is that the kid who got the odd diet was more likely to know, as well as the people who were assessing him, that he was, quote unquote, the experimental group. He was the one being focused on. He was the one who was getting the intervention. Let me show you how powerful this is. I'll fling another term at you. The Pygmalion effect. Long ago, in a classic study in psychology, they told a teacher in a classroom, you see those kids over there? That one, that one, that one, that one, that one, and that one, and that one? Well, we have done assessments, and those are very bright children. So what you need to do is to be aware of that and to in fact, just recognize that those kids there got a little more on the ball than those other kids. And lo and behold, over a period of time, indeed, those identified children did much better. And indeed, the teacher said, yes, oh yes, they are brighter. Yes, look at that. Look at their performance. Yes. And there's only one problem. Those kids were no brighter than any of the other kids targeted. It's called the Pygmalion effect. Basically deals with expectations that, in fact, all the subtleties of human interaction can come together to make us behave in ways that have nothing to do with what we thought was the cause of it, and had everything to do with being considered as different, as, in this case, brighter. These are brighter kids. Obviously, the teacher was told that. So therefore, these brighter kids did better, when in fact they were no brighter than anybody else in the class. Now, did they do better? Yes, they did. Of course they did. Their performance went up, and on standard measures, they were higher. Ah, you see the power of expectation. It has to be factored into all reports of research. The only way to tease out whether something is actually doing what you think it is going to do is to have fairly large numbers of people in two different groups that are very similar, and in fact, you don't really know which is which. All right? We'll get into that a little bit more, but that's just a little warning for you. Just be careful, because that's how the media operates. The media basically says, look, we had these two people over here and these two people over here, and these people parted their hair on the left side, and these people parted their hair on the right side, and look and behold, the people who parted their hair on the right side became more holy. Huh? So that says it right there. You part your hair on the right side, you're going to become more holy. Righteous, you know, righteous.